visiting today with Dr. Roslyn Biggs, beef cattle specialist at Oklahoma State University. I was looking into one of the programs that you're a part of, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the Ranchers Thursday Lunchtime Series.
Absolutely. Well, when COVID started, everything went virtual, right? And so those of us in beef cattle extension, although really for the most part, we would love to be face-to-face with people, during the pandemic, that wasn't possible. And so we started during that time period an every Thursday webinar. It usually lasted about an hour on a variety of topics with a beef cattle focus, of course. And we did a little over 40 of those on, as I said, a variety of topics, from one of our most popular is how to stack your hay, to, you know, animal health, which is really my realm as a veterinarian, to even trying to get some of our youth involved through show cattle topics. And then as the pandemic has continued, we've kind of wound those down a little bit, and so are now not offering them every week, but a series about every quarter. And right now we have one going on about cutting costs in cow-calf operations.
And what's a good way for people to listen in or get involved in that webinar?
Absolutely. So all of our information, really all things beef cattle extension, can be found on our website, which is beef.okstate.edu. And you can learn about all of the resources that are available there. The nice thing about having 40 some odd sessions is that they were recorded. And so the presentations, our recordings of those presentations, and then the slides that went with them are available on that website. And then those that are currently having live offerings, you can sign up. And there's Zoom webinars you can join from your phone or from your computer, or, you know, if you're on the road, you can even call in and just listen. And so they're really in person, so to speak, at least virtually. And or if you're not able to have that time period available, you can come back and take a look at the recordings when it's convenient for you.
And I was reading on one of your most recent articles regarding cattle dropping like flies due to prussic acid. Could you talk a little on how producers can help prevent such an event, as well as some warning signs producers should keep an eye out for?
Absolutely. Well, we had a number of reports early last week coming out of predominantly Western Oklahoma of cattle dust. Fortunately, not a lot, but of producers being subject to cattle dust related to prussic acid or cyanide. Those particular cattle and those herds, it was believed to be associated with consuming Johnson grass, which is a member of the sorghum family. Other members of that family that can cause problems. But we definitely want to recommend that producers talk to their local county extension educator and learn about testing options, particularly if we're looking for summer pastures. This is the time of year pastures are starting to look a little burnt up, of course. And so looking for different options. We have a great fact sheet as well, OSU extension fact sheet that is focused just on prussic acid.
And are there available testing for prussic acid levels?
Yeah, so our county extension educators have access as a general rule to tests that can be done in the field. Now, they're not quantitative tests. They just will tell you, is there presence of prussic acid or cyanide in that particular sample? Those tests are, however, a little bit tricky. They have to be performed in the correct way and making sure we're getting good samples for those. If producers are looking for a quantitative test, that's a test where we get actual measurements of what's in those plants, then we have labs here at OSU that are available.
And how often should producers be testing their cattle?
Well, you know, it's really when we're looking for those new pastures, it's something to be aware of. It's important to note, though, that we can have other toxicities such as nitrate, even in the same kind of plants. And so we want to be looking at any time we're looking at new pastures or we have rapid growth, those are maybe times that we want to take a closer look and test.
Well, you've given us some great information and some very useful insight, and we thank you for meeting with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.